very form of love. It's a persona that we will put this love mask on. Here's the way it is. Through performance, meaning we believe, or the human being will say, okay, if I perform better for God, the more love that I will be able to express and the more that I can understand God's love. For one thing, you're never going to understand God's love. You don't even understand why you love you when most of the time you don't. So you're not going to understand God's love. But the temporary mask is, well, I'll perform. You know, I'll go visit a whole bunch of people. I'll go do this. I'll go do that. And that's a temporary form of love. People. Hang with the right people and you can express your love better. Hang with the wrong people. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, the trouble is I'm called by God to help people who are on the wrong path. And if I only hang out with these two birds right here, knowing they're both saved, you know, and I said, no, come on, boys, I'm going to hang out with you instead. They would like that, but I'll hang out with you instead. But what have I done? Then I have put on a love mask, but my calling is to those who are unlovable. And how do you know who the unlovable? I look in the mirror. Never had any trouble with that at all. And then a temporary love mask is pity. Oh, I'm so sorry for your hurt, for your pain. But I'm so sorry for her because she lost so-and-so and all of this. You are sorry, but you cannot use that as a focus of love. Pity is not a focus of love with fellow Christians. I pity those who don't know Christ. But I can't just say, okay, I love you because Christ tells me to love you. I love you for that reason, but I'm not going to have anything to do with you. Now, that's just a mask. So we have to be real with our love. The next is position. Well, if I have this certain position in life, Lord, if you'll give me all the money in the world, I'll glorify you with it. Larry, I gave you a dollar. Did you give me 10 cents of it? Well, no, Lord, I can't afford it when all I got's a dollar. I'm going to have to do it when I've got everything. If you won't do it with a penny, you won't do it with a trillion of them. You boys work on that, especially for an upcoming accountant. A trillion pennies is how much in dollars? I'll give you a few minutes to think about it. Okay, then physical affection. Physical affection as a love mask is temporary. I fell in love with that most beautiful fox I'd ever seen, and I fell in love with her. And then all of a sudden, she's not a beautiful fox anymore. What was it doing? That's a physical attraction. The physical attraction doesn't stay that attractive, folks. I was looking at some of those pictures again when I had hair. You know, and I didn't have, what do we men call? Character marks. You women, it's wrinkles. The men have character marks, okay, but a physical affection. And then the next is pleasure. I can find true love in all the pleasure. Do you read a little bit about Solomon? He'll tell you that don't work either. And then the next is that love mask of possessions. Oh, I have all of this, or I'll do so much good with this. Lord, just keep it coming and all of this. That's not the love that we need or want. And then you have the love mask you put on when there's problems. A lot of times people, when they get so down with the problems, they revert to self-pity. And they say, if I can only do this, it'll work out better because I have so many problems. First of all, you look. Where do the problems come from? For one thing, those problems, 99% of them will have come for your own action or your own inaction, for what you didn't do with Christ and who you refused to trust. Okay, So those are the masks. These are something that each one of those situations deal with a love mask that you take control of the love. True love, my friends, is a love that goes, I love you when you're right and I love you when you're wrong. I love you when you're not unlovable. And a lot of times when you even become a little bit lovable, you blow that one. But I still love you. I love you no matter what. Ephesians 3:17 through 19. I pray that you be able to feel and understand how long, now listen to it, how wide, how deep, and how high His, God's love, really is. And to experience this love for yourself. Well, my brain was getting caught up in that one. To experience this love for yourself, in the experience part, if you experience this love of God, then you will express the love of God. But until you experience His love, you won't express His love, because we'll get into the mask again. The true love of God, it can only be expressed by those who know God, by those who have accepted Him by faith through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He says, by the way, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and I, my Holy Spirit, is going to dwell with you. 1 John 4:16 says, God is love. Now, how in the world can I give anybody a definition that God is love? God's love is so great that all we can hear is God is love. Well, what does that mean? I don't have any idea, except that I know from God to us, everything He wants to be perfect. How do I know that? Because He sent His perfect Son, didn't He? He sent His perfection in through His Son for you and for me. And He is love. Isn't it so sad in our society that if we do not think it ourselves about love and all of this, that our society says, well, there is no love. Gets back with Solomon again. Vanity of vanities. I've sought and I couldn't find, you know, I've done this and I've done that, and all is vain. I can't feel anything. And then, of course, the Lord gave him a few slaps upside the face. And he realizes it is all in God's hands. So you and I, how do we understand love? We understand love through Jesus, God incarnate, meaning everything He does through us is going to be love. It's our problem is how much of His love do we express out of our own life. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And this is the key I'm going to pull on tonight. It focuses on, I am the God who shepherds you. You see, I don't care what the Supremes do. From the standpoint of my relationship with God, the Supremes have no power over. They just they're whistling the wrong tune. You know, writing their own new song. But you don't write or rewrite the love of Almighty God. God says, I'm the God who shepherds you. Pay attention to me, Larry. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. Now listen to Jesus. The good shepherd is willing to die for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am love. Everything that I want for your life is good, so therefore I will allow bad to come into your life, hurt and pain to come into your life, and show you how much I love you, because there is an end to hurt and pain. There is an end to tears. There's an end to brokenness. And God said, I sent my son to take care of the tears, to take care of the brokenness, take care of all the pain. And when you say yes to my son, you're coming on home. I can have no wants because God knows me and still loves me. I got into that a little bit while ago. I jumped a gun on this one. It's in my heart. God knows me and still loves me. And I mean, you got to think about that. You know, she loved me before she got to know me. You know, sometimes the more you know about somebody, right, Kathy? It makes it harder and harder to do. Okay, John 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. All right, how do you explain the joy that you have? Because my Lord knows me, and I know him. Show me God. I cannot show you God. God will show you his son through your heart. Okay, Matthew 10:30, God even knows how many hairs are on your head. Okay, Psalm 145:17, the Lord is loving toward all he has made. See, we're the greatest of his creation. And the scripture tells us the Lord is loving toward all he has made. That, think about how far up that is for us when we are the greatest of his creation. Romans 11:33, think how much that hurts our society when our society rejects the love of Christ, rejects God, rejects for there's commandments, whether it is anything that has to do with the name of Jesus. The Lord is loving toward all he has made. Satan did not make anything on this earth, folks. There's only one creator. The creator, God Almighty, sent Yahshua, sent his son. And he said, I'm going to show you how much I love you. And what do we do? What does the world do? Well, no, we're going to choose hate and bitterness and disgust. Okay, Romans 11:33. Yes, God's riches are very great. Oh, yes, he does. It is. And his wisdom and knowledge have no end. And remember, we're going to be with him through eternity, so that also is telling us we will continue to learn. There is no end to our learning. No one can explain the things God decides or understand his way. Got it? I know God is in me. I know I've accepted his son as Lord and Savior. But I cannot explain for my own life. I cannot explain it. The things God decides. I mean, you know, as a young preacher, as getting the calling, you know, you're thinking, you know, Lord, you must have made a mistake here. I'm a snotty-nosed kid from Buffalo Hill. I'm not very bright. And Lord, I know you've called me to preach. And the thing is, at that time, people were asking me to explain it. That's before I knew this scripture. I wish I'd known it in those days. I'd have read them a few more. Can explain the things God decides or understand his ways. 1 Peter 5:7, he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. He's always thinking about us while we're thinking about things. And he's always watching everything that concerns us while we're concerned about the wrong things. And the Lord says, Larry, my love for you is so great, I'm not going to give you the things that you think you want because you don't really want them. Now, see, after we get age on us, we understand that. We understand that, you know, our wants and our needs are different. And God will not give us anything that is going to harm us. So therefore, anything that is harming me within my life did not come from God. I can have no wants because God protects me. Psalm 40, verse 11 and 12. My only hope is your love. Hey, David knew it, didn't he? Man, he was messed up big time, like about a lot of us. My only hope is love, is your love. For my problems are too big for me to solve and are piled over my head. Ha! Gosh, folks. The pile gets higher, too, the older we go. Why? Because our relationships with all so many of the children are watching it all, just like with any pastor with his congregation. You keep learning and learning and learning, and you keep hurting for each one that is hurting. And it is a big circle. So what do? We hold on. Because the ride is a roller coaster and a half, folks. Deuteronomy 33:27. God is your refuge, and underneath you are his everlasting arms. We can fly. I want you to go try that. That's why. Meaning that through the power of Christ, one day, as the glorified body of Christ showed us, all of a sudden we'll be at a spot, and the next moment we can be somewhere else. I like that. You know, Christians don't even have to worry about the wing part. The glorified body is as Christ was. Romans 3:8-39, nothing. You noticed I did put that in brackets and all, didn't you? Okay. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. It doesn't even matter what you tried to think of. Nothing. I can have no wants because God guides me. Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. See, you do not have to put on a false face of love for the world, because when you know Christ and you are led by the Spirit of God, you are a child of God. We are a child of God. Well, we make so many mistakes. That's great, because we get angry at ourselves for making them. And lost people don't get angry at themselves. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So therefore, I know who holds my future. And also, the same one who holds my future wants me and you to prosper. But we prosper through his love. Prosper in a way that will promote Christ the best. It has nothing to do with wealth, money, with the physical wealth. It has to do with plans to give you hope. See, money doesn't give me hope. You neither. All of that stuff that's not going to get, because you're not going to keep it that long, then you better not tie on to it to hope for it. But it is the love of Christ. I'll never die. You won't either. I know Jesus, and our commitment as Christians is to lead as many to him as possible. How do we do that? The scripture says you are to live a life as a Christian to the point that someone comes and they ask you, tell me what that hope is that you have in your life. When you're looking at a person that is so broken, a person that is so, you know, devastated because of something that has gone on in their life, and you know they're Christian, and you see how they deal with it, and the lost world wants to know, okay, tell me how you can do that. Folks, do we not realize then that is Christ sending those individuals to us. Christ is the evangelist, And we are the ones that Christ has chosen, each one of us. And he will send to us the personality he knows that you and I can relate to. And yet the love still is from him, not us. Okay. How can I respond to love like that? Here we go. These are the three, and it's the end. Number one, in order to respond to that kind of love, you got to receive God's love. Such a gift of love, and we say no. Romans 5:8, God has shown how much he loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. We don't clean our own act up, people. You can't do that. John 1:12, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. I did not earn a position to become a child of God. It is a gift through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. When I said yes to the blood of Christ, that blood transfusion was seen throughout eternity. And you and I walk with our heads up simply because, my friends, or for us, Christ will give us that simple walk because there's power in the blood. You remember I told you all, I've been here 21, I told you all 21 years ago that the guy that was so excited about the love of Christ and the power of his blood, he said, a Christian ought to be looking at himself, and when just like a mosquito come and bite you as a Christian, and you hear that mosquito singing, there's power in the blood. That's the way a Christian ought to be. Number two, refill yourself with God's love. Folks, sometimes the world, a lot of times, the problems of life and the world get in our way, and Satan will blind us to the true love of Christ. Refill yourself with God's love. John 15:9, Jesus is speaking, I have loved you even, listen to it, as the Father has loved me. Jesus loves us just like the Father loves him. Live within my love. Don't live within the human love. Live within my love. You see, everything is given to us from Christ, including love. Number three, and the last one, reflect God's love to others. Don't reflect your knowledge to others in an attempt to lead someone. I do not lead someone to Christ. The Holy Spirit convicts someone, and the Holy Spirit leads that someone in my presence and in your presence. And the very, let's say one little statement, one little word that you may use right there, and that person has that conviction inside their heart and says, I believe. See, it's all in I believe. It's not in me jumping the pew. It's not in me doing all these other things some people want you to do. And you know, you're not saying Jesus right. I won't even get into that one. But think of it. We are so loved that the Lord said, I love you so much. Come on, be with me because it's supper time. Gene, I still get excited over supper time, yeah. Oh, man, what a layout. Can you imagine? Okay. Number three, reflect God's love to the others. Listen to John 13:34-35. Now, listen, this is one place that you will see this. And I want you to know that this statement from Jesus is the new commandment that encompasses all the commandments. Ten commandments or any other, what you will hear read in Scripture, obey my love. Now here it is. I, Jesus is speaking, I am giving a new commandment to you. Yeah? That made the Pharisees, I mean, they were jumping over pews by that time. I am giving a new commandment to you now. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. Your strong love for each other will prove to the world that you are my disciples. My love is to be from the love that Christ loves me. Love each other just as much as I love you. Again, there is no law against what can come against that. There is no power that can come against this love. The Ten Commandments and all, here it is, right here, the love of Christ.